With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An Israeli strike claiming the lives of at least 10 Syrian nationals in Lebanon.
The strike in Nabatieh province is among the deadliest in Lebanon since the Hezbollah militant group and Israeli military started trading strikes on October 8th, a day after Hamas attacked southern Israel and sparked the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Hezbollah later announced that it retaliated by launching a barrage of rockets at the northern Israeli community of Ayelet HaShahar. On the Israeli side, around 22 soldiers and more than two dozen civilians have been killed. I'm Rican Garcia.
House Republicans launching an investigation into Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Walz.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says the committee is looking into Walz's work related to China. He said Americans deserve to understand how deep Walz's relationship with China goes. He visited China more than 30 times.
That is correspondent Tasha Stevens. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas has opened a probe into a Houston utility provider.
It comes after the botched response to Hurricane Beryl. The Texas Attorney General's office announced the investigation of CenterPoint Energy and the prolonged power outages that followed last month's deadly storm. It's the latest inquiry into the utility's storm preparedness after Beryl left nearly 3 million people without power for days last month. CenterPoint has defended its response to the Category 1 hurricane and said it will fully cooperate with the investigation. John Scott reporting.
Hurricane Ernesto being felt this weekend along much of the eastern seaboard, although the storm itself is hundreds of miles offshore. Dangerous rip currents forced some public beaches to close during one of the final busy weekends of the summer season, that in New York, especially in Brooklyn and Queens. This is SRN News. Well, where do you think the most religious people on earth live?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, the answer is Africa. 90% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa say religion is very important in their lives. Latin America and the Middle East are the second and third most religious regions around the globe. And who comes in last? Europe. The Far East is a mixed bag, with Japan the least religious and Indonesia the most. The U.S. is less religious than the global average. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Liberals complaining about the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, voting to limit where homeless people can camp. In fact, the city has an overnight shelter for adults, the Gospel Rescue Mission, with 140 beds. But homeless activists complain the mission's rules, which ban alcohol and drugs, and also you must attend worship services daily. This is SRN News. In India, protests by medical workers following the assault and murder of a young student.
The protests, which have generally been peaceful, began when police discovered the bloodied body of a 31-year-old trainee doctor in R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in eastern Kolkata City. A police volunteer working at the hospital has been detained in connection with a crime. Dr. Hansika Anuragi, a doctor participating in the protest, told the AP that women in India are wronged daily. There is no reason for us to live in this country. Predators can do anything they want to women in this country. The protests, mostly led by women, demand a safer working environment. I'm Rican Garcia.
7.0 earthquake hitting the Pacific off the east coast of Russia near a major submarine base. No reports of injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.